When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, everybody, welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2. My name is Michael E. Collin II, and with me, as always, is...
Matthew Monster Mash Haas.
That's a great name.
The Monster... Monster Marshmallow. Ooh.
Now, is Monster Mash, would that be like a, a bunch of monsters serving in a medical unit in the Korean War?
That would be pretty cool. That would actually be a kind of a cool idea for like a comedy sketch.
Yes.
Or I was thinking too, if Monster Mash, would it be just like a bunch of monsters like cooked into like a mash, like mashed potatoes or whatever?
Yeah.
Or would the marshmallows from the cereal be kind of mashed up, so it's kind of like you're eating a mash of monster themed cereals. So the monsters are okay. They're not dead or anything. You're not eating them. You're just eating marshmallows that are kind of mashed together.
That's better than eating monsters, because
yeah, I would say so. Especially blueberry.
Monsters are high in cholesterol, I hear.
Yeah, it's like you shouldn't eat them that often, but
I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so so today on the show, we are covering the history of General Mills Monster Cereals. It's the 50th anniversary this year, Matt.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
5-0.
Interestingly enough, in March of 1971, the first two cereals in the line were introduced.
Yeah.
Not in the fall, but in March.
Okay, that's weird. Maybe they... We're trying to lead up to...
Yeah.
That's a long time, though. That's like 7 months, so...
Because I'm not sure. I think they may have actually been a year-round cereal at one point. And then became seasonal.
Yeah, but still, I would have introduced it around Halloween.
Yeah.
As the opening, you know what I mean? Like, but hey, whatever. I was marketing back in 71, you know? I mean, that was the era of diet pills and sleazy business execs, you know? So that was just a different time, I guess.
And Count Chocula.
Yeah. And Frankenberry.
Yes. So the first two of them were introduced back then. There was the chocolate-flavored Count Chocula and the strawberry-flavored Frankenberry.
God, so good.
So, in the two commercials, Count Alfred Chocula, he has a first name, and Frankenberry would engage in comic bickering over which cereal was better when something or someone else interfered in their verbal sparring, and then would scare them because they were like monsters, but they were scared.
You get it?
Yep.
Kind of like Monsters, Inc. I think they probably stole that from these commercials a little bit. General Mills should sue Monsters, Inc. or whoever made it.
So with these cereals, you know, they've been around for 50 years now, and they're normally seasonal. They normally are around from September 1st until October 31st. And we have three of them that are out every year, which are Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Boo Berry.
Oh, God. I love Boo Berry.
Yeah, Boo Berry's good. There used to be two other ones. Fruit Brute, which the mascot was a werewolf. And Fruity Yummy Mummy, which obviously the, you know, mascot was a mummy.
Yeah.
Those are both discontinued, except for sometimes in limited productions. So,
damn it. I want to get Fruit Brute.
Yeah. There was a few years ago they did have them out again. But yeah, it's hard to come by.
Damn, I wonder if they got boxes that are, and they're probably not any good, even if they did have.
Yeah, I don't think I'd eat. I don't think I'd eat a box from like 10 years ago or anything if I were you.
No, it's not worth it.
Interesting fact here with our history, as we're going through the chronological history of the cereals, in February of 1972. Frankenberry cereal included an indigestible pigment that turned some children's feces pink, a symptom referred to as Frankenberry stool. Yeah, they were then reformatted to remove this pigment. Yep.
Crazy. Yeah, weren't parents like taking their kids to like the ER and shit for that because they didn't know what was going on?
Yeah. Well, I mean, wow. it's weird though. I swear, like with some cereal today, even like I'm pretty sure like anytime you eat Crunch Berries, your stool turns green.
Yeah. There's certain I forgot what it is, but yeah, there's certain and like So apparently, people don't really care about that because people know now. Back then, they didn't know, so they were freaking out. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, now, like, people don't really care because they're like, oh, it's the food dye, whatever.
Yeah. Which is kind of scary. But,
yeah.
That we're just okay with that.
Exactly. We're like, yeah, whatever it is, what it is.
Boo Berry was first introduced in December of 1973. And then Fruit Brute was introduced in 1974. And then Fruit Brute was discontinued in 1982 and replaced in 1988 by Fruity Yummy Mummy.
Yeah, those assholes.
Which was then discontinued in 1992.
I know. What's with Fruity? I mean, like personally, I like fruit flavored cereal. So maybe I'm like the minority here. I guess chocolate's all the rage or whatever. But like, I kind of like the idea of like a burst of fruit, you know, in the morning. I mean, God forbid you actually eat a piece of fruit in the morning.
That'd be too stupid, man. I don't know why anybody would do that, you know.
I know, why would you do that? You know? But you want to eat cereal that mimics a taste of fruit, but is actually more addictive and artificial than real fruit. So, you know, that's what I would do, personally. But they took all my fruit-flavored cereals that I never actually ate in the first place, and I'm, like, having nostalgia for a time and experience that I never actually had, because, like, I think with my family, I think the only monster cereal they ever got was Count Chocula. I don't even think they even got Frankenberry. Now that I think about it, I think I would actually prefer Frankenberry to Count Chocula because I'm just not a huge fan of chocolate-flavored cereal. So
Yeah. My favorite is Count Chocula, though, so I don't know.
Well, that's cool.
Because that's just because I like chocolate. I was actually eating some earlier today. Chocula. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't buy any Frankenberry or Booberry this year yet. Hopefully there's still some on the shelves that I can buy.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I probably want to get at least one of each. Not like that one dude who... Is he from Utah or whatever? He's like a huge hardcore Booberry fan. He buys like literally like hundreds of boxes of the shit and basically just stocks them up because apparently they're good until June of that same year.
Oh, okay.
So he just buys like 100 boxes of the shit.
And then just eats them until June and then he has to wait until September to get more?
I guess so. I mean, yeah, I saw a video of him. I just like, he just had like a whole shopping cart full of Booberry and like he'll go multiple times a week to like stock up, you know, and he wears like a Booberry shirt and like a hat and he's got like Booberry like memorabilia, just whatever you call it, paraphernalia, whatever.
Yeah, well, memorabilia would work. Yeah.
Yeah, memorabilia. He's got like a website that has something to do with Booberry. It's just a whole thing.
We'll have to look that up maybe share it in the show notes. So in 2010, Betty Crocker had released a Frankenberry and Booberry fruit roll-ups. And then General Mills released Count Chocula cereal bars.
Sounds all right. Mm-hmm.
In 2010, or since 2010, I should say, Frankenberry, Booberry, and Count Chocula cereals have been manufactured and sold only for a few months during the autumn Halloween seasons in September and October. You can still find like the information about them year round on General Mills' website, but they're only sold temporarily for the last, 11 years. So. But before that, they were year round, I guess. So. But I don't remember them. So. In the year 2013, in August, General Mills released all five Monster cereals for purchase during the Halloween season. Both Fruit Brute, which was being released for the first time in 31 years, and Fruity Yummy Mummy, that's hard to say, which was being released for the first time in 21 years, received updated packaging like the other cereals, and the Fruit Brute variant was renamed Fruit Brute. It was Frute instead of Fruit Brute.
Oh, wow. Yeah, man. They really, so I got another question. This is not really related to Monster, but cereals, but it is cereal. So in my mind, there was a time where Fruit Loops was spelled like the real word flute. Fruit, not just with two O's, but was it always with two O's? Am I just thinking that there was a time where it was just spelled correctly?
It's one of those Mandela effect things.
Okay.
It's always been spelled that way.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
So basically that year in 2013 that they released all five Monster cereals, they received updated packaging, so they were all like in a, new cool packaging. There was a special retro editions though of the original packaging art, which would be sold exclusively at Target stores. So in 2014, General Mills enlisted the help of DC Comics to create new designs for the cereals in time for the Halloween. The designs revealed on August 6th consisted of Boo Berry designed by Jim Lee, a Count Chocula designed by Terry Dodson, and a Frankenberry designed by Dave Johnson, all DC Comics creators. In 2021, that's this year, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of an introduction of Monster Cereals, they created a new cereal called Monster Mash, which included all of the different cereals mashed together. You can get that exclusively at Target, I believe. That's the only place I've heard that you can get it. I might be wrong on that.
That's a whole lot of flavor. Yeah, that's a whole lot of flavor.
Yeah, I just don't know about the mixture of chocolate and blueberry and strawberry and
and not fruit group though, just those three.
No, it was like all I believe it's all five.
All five?
Yeah.
Oh geez. Well, that would probably overpower, because fruit brew and yummy mummy are pretty much the same thing, so that would like overpower all the other fruit okay. Wow.
Maybe it's done in moderation on each of those.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? Do you want to take a quick break here, Matt, and we'll talk more about this fun cereal?
Yeah, I gotta eat a bowl of my non-existent Frankenberry right now.
Okay. Non-existent Frankenberry. That's the name of my new band.
Cool.
Yes. We'll be right back, folks.
What is Gen X? What is the Silent Generation? What do generations have in common? Hi, I'm Trish the Dish from the Gen X Voice podcast, and I invite you to listen to conversations I have with folks from different generations, backgrounds, beliefs, and experiences in an attempt to see what connects rather than divides us. Even though Gen X has been called slackers, Karens, or not mentioned at all in some cases, we are the bridge generation, so I feel compelled to do my part to destroy ageism by bringing all these voices together. And as a bonus, each guest gets to answer some 80s questions at the end of each show. So download and listen to Gen X Voice today on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And let's see how much we have in common after all.
Hi, this is Catherine, host of a new fashion podcast, The Real Fashion School Dropout. Join me as I interview guests every week in the fashion and beauty space, and we gossip on all things fashion and beauty and even get into some personal stories of their journey in the industry. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, pretty much wherever you get your podcast. Hope to see you there.
And we are back. Back in black.
Back in black. Get the sack.
Some like side notes about this. That was like the rundown of the history of the cereals. Here's some rundown of like some little side notes and stuff. There were like witty commercials that they had. Count Chocula and Frankenberry appeared in a series of television commercials together over the decades. The cartoon versions of Count Chocula, whose first name, as we said, was revealed to be Alfred, was loosely based on horror movie actor Bela Lugosi, so his voice was like somebody doing an imitation of Bela Lugosi.
Mm-hmm.
The, I want to suck your blood kind of voice, you know. And Frankenberry was the actor did a kind of a Boris Karloff sort of voice. Most of the commercials, which were aimed at young children, featured the two cereal mascots arguing lightheartedly over which cereal was the best. So engrossed in their debate that they didn't notice a person, usually a child, approaching them. In an ironic twist, the commercial would end up with the child scaring the monsters.
Yeah, you get it? Yep. Or cats or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when Booberry came, see, this is like it made me mad. Okay, so Booberry comes along a couple years later, and he's like this sweet, you know, cute ghost. And they're always like, you know, trying to shut him away. You know, like, oh, Boop. It's like, you know, you guys are pieces of shit here, okay? Like, mm-hmm. this ghost just wants to be part of your little group here. And, you know, guess what? It just makes me want to eat Booberry more than what you guys got because you're being so mean to him.
Yeah, and he was, and yeah. Booberry was voiced by the legendary Paul Frees, who did a lot of voices at Disney World and for Disney stuff and everything too. So, you know, he's like a lot of the voices in the Haunted Mansion are done by him. So that's a little known fact.
Yep.
What were you talking about? There was like a time where people were upset over you were telling me on break that people were upset about a formulation change that they had in the cereal at one point.
Oh yeah, I already forgot about that. Jeez. So it was originally oat, and then they switched to corn, probably because it was cheaper, because that's all they care about. And people noticed, you know, straight away when they, because it just, you know, oat tastes different than corn. And there are some people now who are so like obsessed with like the original ingredients, they'll actually, I mean, I wouldn't do this, but they'll get like oat cereal and then they'll just pick out the marshmallows like individually come on, how much time do you have in your hands to do something like this? But then they'll mix it up and then they'll have the original, which I'm not even sure how that's possible though, because some of these cereals, the flavor is like part of the actual cereal itself, you know what I mean? Not just marshmallows, like,
yeah, because the like with Count Chocula, it's oat pieces, but they're chocolate flavored oat pieces, you know,
so, right? Yeah, and there's marshmallows in it, but so mm-hmm. I don't know how they do. They spray on the powder, who knows? I mean, yeah, there are some people who go to such lengths because they're so obsessed or whatever, but mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, because a lot of things switch to corn at some point, like corn syrup and instead of like cane sugar, you know, like with sodas back in the day, or pop, or however I say soda because I like the way it sounds better. But
me too.
I just like the way it sounds. Soda, it just sounds cool. But but yeah, it was around that time, I think, where everybody was just, because it's cheaper, you know, you can make so much stuff out of corn, but you know, kind of sacrifices the flavor because some things just, I mean, think about it. If you're going to eat corn flakes, would you rather have oat flakes? I mean, if you like oat flakes, sure, but if you want corn flakes and then you get oat flakes, you know what I mean? It's just, it's different.
Yeah, it's a different taste mm-hmm. completely. And speaking, I mean, of those psycho people who just eat the marshmallows.
all marshmallows.
Yeah. If you really like just marshmallows, especially like if you're the type of person that just eats the marshmallows and like Lucky Charms, they do now sell bags of just the marshmallows.
I figure they will, because now we live in an age where everything
yeah.
is like a gimmick now. But when I was a kid, I think I probably told a story at least a couple of times on this podcast, because we've been doing it for like 18,000 years. But no,
yes.
Not really. Well, I was 12 or maybe 11 or 12, and I was and like it was like one of those things where like a whole week of school was canceled because of like a snowstorm or whatever. And I was at my friend's house during the whole time, and we went to eat breakfast, like, you know, on Monday or whatever it was. And the whole box of cereal was marshmallows. This is a long time ago. This is before they would do anything like that intentionally. Yeah. We're just freaking out. Like it was like the coolest thing ever. Like literally just an entire bag. I think it was Lucky Charms. It just marshmallows. Like that's all it was.
Like they somehow screwed up when they packaged it.
Yeah. Cause this, again, you know, cause I'm kind of older. So like, we're talking like 1995, 94 here. Yeah. So like when this happened, which I'm sure back then, like that was before like everything became a gimmick. Like, oh, we're going to have a Doritos with nothing but cheese just like flowing through the bag, or we're going to, whatever it is, just something, you know, like everything's like a gimmick now. Oh, we're going to have Oreos with nothing but the cream, or, you know, nothing but the cookie. Okay, so it's just like a regular cracker, like a cookie cracker. Gotcha. Okay. they already sell these. It's not, like, that's not a thing. Or, you know what's interesting? No, the one thing they don't sell as a gimmick is the one thing that actually makes sense, because it's not even a gimmick, is extra cheese packets for macaroni and cheese, because there's never enough cheese ever in a box of macaroni and cheese. Whatever brand you get, it's never enough cheese. You need at least, I wouldn't say you don't need a whole bag extra, mm-hmm. probably at least a quarter, maybe a half bag extra if that extra spicy. But you need more. But they don't sell that, as far as I know, extra bags of cheese. That's actually a utility. What's that?
Actually.
Uh-oh, actually.
You can buy, like, Velveeta cheese, like the, like in sauce, like cheese sauce.
Well, I don't mean liquid. I mean, like, the powder kind.
Oh, the powder kind. Oh, no, not that. Yeah, I thought you meant, like with the Velveeta, like, the shells and cheese and stuff, yeah.
Well, at least that's because they got the right idea, but, mm-hmm. yeah, they don't sell... I guess technically you could just use like the popcorn flavor stuff with, you know, and just use that as extra cheese. Yeah. Maybe.
Or but, just get fancy and get the shells and cheese, which are better.
They are, but sometimes I'm in the mood for just regular mac and cheese.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I like shells and cheese a lot. It's good, but
Or you get the fancy mac and cheese that has the liquid, the like, you know, liquid cheese sauce.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
The Velveeta shells mm-hmm. and cheese.
Or, yeah, or the they got the regular, like, you know, mac and cheese too, like the cheese Kraft cheese deluxe or something.
I like those a lot. Yeah, mm-hmm. See, I like the powdered cheese more than the look. I don't know what it is. Like the way it mixes into it.
Yeah.
It seems like it mixes better than the liquid kind, which doesn't make any sense really, but like I don't know, it seems like the liquid kind's too thick and
yeah.
you have to keep stirring it and stirring it. You end up like getting arm muscles just from stirring, which, you know, I guess I could use a little bit more arm muscle, but whatever. Anyway,
speaking of shells and cheese, I got the like little fast easy mac shells and cheese stuff, Velveeta, whatever, you pop in the microwave.
Oh, those are good.
I had some of those today, and I made some turkey bacon and put a bunch of little bacon pieces in it. Oh, that was good.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Good little fast snack, you know. Anyway, yeah. So back to cereal.
maybe a little bit of broccoli on the side. You get some veggies going on. And
So what else, and any other interesting facts you ran across about the cereal here?
If I can remember. Yeah, I think I just remember the, you know, how, you know, they treated, you know, Boo Berry like a piece of shit, you know, because they thought they were better than him, even though his cereal is probably better than Frankenberry's, really. And, they did kind of... you already kind of mentioned this already when they kind of softened the edges of their faces like several times throughout the evolution, like especially Count Chocula, because he kind of had a scary looking kind of face originally, and they kind of made him like a smooth face. I don't know. They did it for all of them, but him especially, and especially in 2013 when they brought all five back together, they kind of had like this, I don't know, almost Disney-like type of
look to them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So another little interesting fact here is sometime between 1998 and 2000, General Mills considered a new mixed berry cereal for their line. An employee at Saatchi & Saatchi, the company that acquired Dancer Fitzgerald, the company that had created the characters for the serial line. Drew designs for four potential additions to the monster serial family. The creepy candidates were Barry Petra, a mummy lady, Phantom Barry, who is like based on the Phantom of the Opera, Dr. Jekyll Barry, a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde sort of thing, and then the Bride of Frankenberry.
Wow.
And but alas, none of these saw the light of day. Or the night of day, as it may be.
Wait, wasn't there also a monster serial, or at least they made a, what was 1961, but it wasn't, I might think of something else, I don't know. I thought they made, I'm mixing things up. So I thought I read somewhere that, was it the first, like, mascot, I guess, cereal, was it the Trix Bunny, like, in 1959 or something?
Oh, okay.
That wasn't, like, a monster, though. That was,
Yeah, I'm not sure what the first mascot was.
Yeah, I'm kind of mixing two different things up right now, so.
So,
You are back.
So, what do you think of the idea that they, what they started doing like 11 years ago, where they only do it, where they only release these cereals in the fall, or whatever you want to call it, around Halloween?
You know, I'm not really big on the whole like seasonal stuff. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I think you should be able to eat what you want all year round. Like, I mean, like the same thing with when, well, I don't even think Wendy's even has this at all anymore, but it was my favorite sandwich was, it was like melted cheese on like the hamburger, and it had like mushrooms, I think, too.
Yeah.
And they don't, I don't think that was always around like February when they do that. And now I don't even think they do it at all anymore. But like, I always thought like, this is such a good item. People love it. Why do you only have it for like a month every year? It just seems kind of weird, but
yeah, it's like, it's like the McRib sort of thing, you know, where they only release it every so often. It makes it special or something. Like the my go to for the special things that they release once a year is around Easter when they release the Cadbury mini eggs.
Oh yeah.
Not the cream eggs, because those are, ugh, whatever. But the mini eggs are great.
The mini ones, yeah, yeah, I know those are so
little,
good.
Little candy-covered chocolate, oh, so good.
The coating that makes it special.
And
kind of reminds me of the M&Ms that are kind of like that, too.
Yeah, but these are so much better than M&Ms. And, but they, you know, when they release these things just every once in a while, it gives them this sort of, like, I don't know. It gives them a nostalgia built in, and it also gives them sort of a special thing, like, oh, I got to get these now or whatever. I mean, they probably wouldn't be as cool if you had monster cereal year round.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, like, imagine if McDonald's only sold French fries, like, for, like, 3 months out of the year, you know?
Yeah, they'd be really, you know.
Yeah.
That'd be stupid to do, but yeah, it'd be.
I know what I'm saying.
It's just. I don't know. It's just crazy. That they only release them this time of year, but I understand it. But I guess when we were kids, you could get them all the time, and I just don't remember
all the time. But plus, too, now there's so many different cereals that maybe they just don't want to have three extra cereals that they have to produce all year round or something
like
that.
Yeah, plus, so, you know, there's limited space on a shelf in stores. You know, even though the stores are getting bigger, you still only have limited amount of space in the cereal aisle.
Yeah.
So basically, Fruit Brute appeared in Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. So,
wow.
Yeah, I guess those cereals appeared in there, so that's an interesting little fact.
Wait, what is Pulp Fiction actually technically take place in a certain year, or is it like kind of left in the open of like
when it takes place? I think it takes place in the year that it came out, in like 94 or 93 or whatever.
So that would have been 12 years after.
Yeah.
Unless that person or whoever has the cereal is like save that box or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's, you know, it's in Tarantino's own little world too, so things are kind of different there.
Oh yeah,
yeah. True. So, any other final thoughts here on the monster cereals before we wrap things up here, Matthew?
No, just just, you know, get a box for yourself if you want, you know, one before they, you know, discontinue them, whatever. Because, you know, you still got 20 days or so. So if you're in the mood for some Count Chocula, you know, chocolate cereal, Count Chocula is probably a lot better than the chocolate pebbles cereal.
Cocoa Pebbles? Those are good too, though, man.
I think Count Chocula is probably better, but
I know, but
remember that time when we got Fruity Pebbles? We had like a weird hankering for Fruity Pebbles.
Oh yeah,
and we just like drove to Meijer at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, it's so I did ask on our in our group about the cereals and got some responses. What people's favorites were and stuff like that. This guy, Matthew Hunter, said, they made the Monster Mash box with them all in it. But why not bring out Yummy Mummy and Fruit Brute separate? Like they do the main three. That's a good question. Like, why haven't they done it that often? You know?
Exactly. I wonder if a fruit flavored cereal is not as popular as, well, I guess blueberry is a fruit. I guess like cherry, like, you know, like, what's the word? Like fruit that kind of like is bursting with fruit, I guess maybe is not as like popular as like more subtle flavors like blueberry or frankenberry or whatever.
Yeah, it's, I just wish they would bring them all back, like, again, just, you know, you think for the 50th anniversary they would have, or maybe they will for the anniversaries of those particular cereals, you know?
Yeah.
Steve Sabo said that Fruit Brute is his favorite. Nice. So much better than Yummy Mummy. Then Booberry, then Count Chocula, and Frankenberry is a distant fifth. My mother wanted to know if she bought that cereal for me as a child. But I don't remember.
Which one?
Any of them.
You don't remember any of them?
I don't remember if my mom bought any of these for me as a kid.
I mean, she probably did. They're pretty much like probably in every household probably, or, you know, at least some of the time.
Yeah, and there's our friend Allison Dow for the show. She says there's a website where you can buy masks of the characters too to wear for Halloween. She shared it on there, so I might share that in our notes. If not, check our group, our Facebook group out, and you can check that there. But it's like my favorite is probably Count Chocula, but that's just because I'm a basic bitch. And it's just me. I don't know. What's your favorite, Matt?
Of the
three that we get, that is.
The thing is I only remember having Count Chocula, but I think, of course, maybe back then that's what I wanted, you know, because tastes change. But like for now, like I would rather get Frankenberry and Blueberry first.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I probably only had Count Chocula as a kid. I don't ever remember eating Frankenberry or Blueberry ever. Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, hopefully we can try them all out before the end of the year. End of the season, that is. And then we need to write in campaign to General Mills to bring back Fruit Brute and Yummy Mummy. Okay.
Yeah. Do it.
So General Mills, if you're listening, and I know you are because you listen to every episode of All Too Real 2. And I don't know who General Mills is. Is that a person? Is he in the army?
Yeah, General Mills. He works at the mill.
Yeah.
No.
But anyways, hopefully you guys can enjoy yourself a nice bowl of that cereal while you're listening to this, or anytime you want until the end of the month. And but make sure you, while you're eating that cereal, you go and check out alltoreal2.com. Follow us on all the social meds. And
the meds.
Yes. Check out our Patreon. Check out our TeePublic. You can get some cool, cool shirts and cool products with our logo on it. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere that you can review us, because that helps people find the show. As well as, make sure you get vaxxed. Wear a mask. Wear a condom. And until next time, folks, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 Podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.